Lodge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out! They got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, Wisconsin. It's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisisretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisisretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Alvinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Alvinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Alvinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Alvinger. Donald Trump is now the first former U.S. president to be convicted of a crime.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
A Manhattan jury finding him guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more on the panel that made history.
The jury of seven men and five women listened to testimony and pored over evidence for more than a month of the trial. Jurors included two native New Yorkers, along with two immigrants from Lebanon and Ireland. The man originally from Ireland was chosen as the jury foreman. He told the court he attended some college and got his news from the New York Times, Fox News, and MSNBC. Seven of the jurors had advanced degrees, including two lawyers, and it took the jury 2 days of deliberations to reach the decision in the historic and unprecedented case. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is ABC News. A recall consumer alert. The medical supply company Medline Industries is recalling 1.5 million portable adult bed rails across the U.S. and Canada. There have been two reports of entrapment deaths associated with the products. A Hollywood actor is facing attempted murder charges.
34-year-old Nick Pasquale was caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas, allegedly trying to get out of the country after an attack on his Hollywood makeup artist ex-girlfriend. Prosecutors say she had a restraining order against him. Pasquale has appeared in shows like How I Met Your Mother and Rebel Moon. He allegedly stabbed his ex-girlfriend repeatedly after breaking into her home last week. She was critically injured. He's now charged with attempted murder and burglary. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and 22 other Democrats are targeting big oil. They're calling on the Justice Department to use every tool at its disposal to prevent and prosecute alleged collusion and price fixing in the industry. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Daria Albinger. A first for Donald Trump and for the U.S. presidency.
Former President Donald Trump defiant, arriving home at Trump Tower after being found guilty as charged of all 34 counts of falsifying business records. Trump, now a convicted felon. The historic verdict coming after nearly 10 hours of deliberations. A unanimous jury of 12 New Yorkers made Trump the first president in history to be a convicted criminal.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. Sally Kaplan of Omaha, Nebraska was outside the courthouse.
I am feeling emotional because I have six grandchildren and I want the United States to be for them what it was for me. Which, you know, is a baby boomer, which is growing up with presidents that you can admire and feel safe with and look up to.
The former president will hold a fundraiser in New York tonight and a news conference tomorrow at Trump Tower. This is ABC News. Pipeline and hazardous materials investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are now leading the probe into a massive explosion in Youngstown, Ohio this week. The blast blew out the ground floor of an apartment building and killed a bank employee. Pipelines are considered a mode of transportation. McDonald's isn't loving some social media posts about its prices.
In an online post, McDonald's U.S. president says reports of the average price of a Big Mac has doubled since 2019 are false, and that a post that went viral showing a Big Mac meal in Connecticut costing $18 was an exception. Franchisees can set their own prices for McDonald's food. McDonald's says the average U.S. Big Mac was $4.39 in 2019 and is now $5.29, a 20% increase. The fast food industry is struggling to appear affordable right now amid rising prices. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Narcotics officers in Ecuador say they seized a literal ton of cocaine bound for international markets. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.